Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Mint Tin Mini Apocalypse by David Miller. So, what this game essentially is you are two different groups of people. Now, this is a two-player game only. So, you are two different groups of people that are trying to save your group of people from an apocalypse-type event, especially since there's a big monster involved. And you're trying to get all of your crew, or your friends or family or whoever you want to envision your group as, into a bank vault, because, you know, of course, a bank vault would be probably one of the most secure places to hide from a giant rampaging monster. So essentially that is the concept of the game, and the game plays very fast and crazy, and I'll get a little bit into that a little bit later. But my first impressions overall was I love just the concept of this and the packaging of it. Essentially, the game, you have meeples for your crews, and then you have a little meeple for the monster, and then you have dice for the monster, and you have dice for your crew, and they all fit in what would look like to, you know, a passerby, a little Altoid Mint mini tin. And it all fits in there, compact and nice, and it's super fun. And the quality of the meeples are fantastic. The dice and the tin, you know, has some imprints in it for the game concept and everything. And it was fantastic. It was fun to look at it and just be like, wow, this is cool. And so the first impressions were really good. And I really loved the concept, of course, apocalypse, trying to get your crew into the bank vault, saving it from the monsters. And so that is the first impressions, definitely. So starting the game was really simple. The game rules were read really easy, and I only had to read it once. Big plus and big bonus for people that don't like reading rules. And you know what? The rules all fit in that tin as well. So they kind of like fold out, and they're, you know, so if they could fit in a little mint tin, you know, then you know that you don't have to read a lot, and which is fantastic. And there are a couple different variations of rules that are included in it as well. So that is also pretty awesome. So starting the game was really simple. Setup was really simple. The gameplay, crazy, hectic, fast, but super fun. So I have played other games that players played at the same time in a crazy fashion where they're, you know, they're trying to stick it to each other. And sometimes when people are trying to play over each other, the crazy and hecticness of it. Is that a word, hecticness? I don't think it is, but you know what I mean. So those other games, they weren't able to, I haven't found one that played it properly. Of course, I haven't played all games out there, but I haven't found one yet. But Mint Tin Mini Apocalypse did it really fantastic. I think because you only have two people playing, and it's very compact, and it was just really fun. You're just constantly rolling the dice, and everything is completed on a 7. If you roll a 7, then you can lift up one of your people off the ground. If you roll another 7, you can put someone in the vault. You can make someone from the other team leave the vault. You can knock their team members over and all those things. So everything happens on a 7. So you're constantly rolling. And you're like, 7, yes. And you're hurrying, doing things. And you're bumping into the other person because you're trying to do things at the same time. But it was lots of fun. I happened to play the game with my wife, and we had a really good time playing it. But the game, like I said, it may be crazy and hectic, but it plays really smoothly and, even in the crazy haste of everything. So my overall experience was super fun. Only two-player game, so that's not necessarily a deterrent, because the great thing about this game, and I think the idea behind it, especially when I talked to David when I interviewed him about it, is that the whole concept of this game is to put it in your pocket, or your purse, or your glove box in your car, and be able to take it wherever you go. So you could just pop it out, be like, hey, we're waiting in this line to go see, if you went to see Star Wars, you could have popped it out, be like, hey, we're waiting, let's play this this game. Or you're waiting for your dinner to be delivered when you're at a restaurant and you're sitting across from each other and you have those awkward moments where you have nothing to say and you're just like, la 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 la, hey, let's play a game where we're trying to, you know, essentially stick it to the other person. It could create some great conversation, especially for your date night, if you know what I mean. So it was super fun, and so you can take it anywhere, play it anywhere, and it's really fast, and the game plays really quickly, and it's lots of fun. So if you like crazy fast-paced games, then I definitely say this is a game that you should pick up, but, you know, buy it right now. But, you know, I know there's some people that like a little bit more calm atmosphere, you know, maybe a little bit more, you know, just laid back. So I would still recommend that you go check it out. Definitely. It's something super fun that you and your friend or your spouse or your kids would enjoy. So definitely check it out. Buy it if you love the craziness of fast-paced games, and try it if you maybe are just looking to check it out for sure. But definitely check out Mint Tin Mini Apocalypse by David Miller. That's it for Sweet Kicks quick reviews of this game, and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.